bit.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is David Tulis. I'm at 10520 Brick Hill Lane in Soddy Daisy. Are there any questions for me regarding my letter on the magistrate's office and the creation of warrants?
This is not a dialogue back and forth. This is you to present to the commission.
If you have a question about this matter regarding the creation of arrest warrants, please ask me about it or speak with me about it, because I am aggrieved that we have a system in which the fact witness or victim of a crime is not allowed to make a swearing before the magistrate to generate an arrest warrant. Lori Miller has a policy that I asked her about, that she has not responded to me about, that forbids effectively the victim or the fact witness to make the swearing that creates the warrant for the arrest. That has to be under oath, it has to be under examination by the magistrate, and it can take some time to figure out, is this a false charge, is this a bogus charge, or is it legitimate? What happens now is that officers gain some kind of evidence, one side or both sides, of an alleged breach, and that officer or deputy comes to swear out the warrant. And that does not allow the best witness to make the allegation. It requires really to have an oath under God that the victim say, yes, this happened to me, as opposed to the officer swearing it. The victim needs to say, this is what happened to me, here's my report, and yes, let's reduce this to writing, which is what the statute says in 46203. It's in here that it's reduced to writing. That becomes the warrant. It's important to engage the victim in the oath-taking process and not just have the officer or the deputy casually say this is my oath. Here we have, under the current system, an oath that has less value than under what the statute requires, which is the victim or the fact witness first. Hearsay can be the basis of an arrest warrant. It can be, but it's preferable, as the statute would say, to have the victim swear it out. So we have to have a change in policy. It's illegal to do what's happening now because we have people falsely arrested. Number one, Mr. Michael James falsely arrested, and Shamika Burt in Silverdale, 108 days under a bogus arrest warrant by an employee at the Tractor Supply who said she stole pallets. But that employee didn't have to swear it. We don't know whether that person had authority to know about those pallets. So here we have two people of three mentioned in my letter to her, and you have copies of that letter, and it does request your serious consideration, please, of this matter. This is a reform that needs to take place at the magistrate's office in the jail. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anyone else from the public? Yes, your name and address.
Yes, good morning, Commission. My name is Michael B. James, 2201 Park Avenue, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here to ask the commission, there needs to be reform with the Chief Magistrate Judge Lori Miller. I'm a victim of her illegal customs and usages on May 6, 2020. Her customs and usages are a violation of the citizenry's due process and constitutional rights, because in my case on May 6, 2020, the alleged accuser never appeared before Chief Magistrate Judge Lori Miller. I was the only one there standing before her. The officer left me there, but threw a complaint on her desk, and he goes to the city court clerk, the criminal court clerk, and files it himself, which he commits a felony, and also it's a crime against me. It's a felony assault against me because he wasn't first-hand witness of anything. So this process that the Chief Miller is doing is unconstitutional, and it's illegal, and it violates the citizenry of the Republic's due process and constitutional rights, like it happened to me. Thank God that I had an impartial good judge that was in General Sessions Courts in September 2020, the Honorable Judge Gerald Webb, saw the due process violation as I brought out to him in my motion to dismiss, in my brief in support of my motion to dismiss. He had dismissed the case because of that due process violation of Chief Magistrate Judge Lori Miller. There needs to be a reform on this. It's totally unconstitutional. It's very evil. It's wickedness to kidnap somebody like that and throw them in the jail and process them criminally when there's no swearing under oath, pain, penalty, and perjury. The accuser has to be there to swear that in front of Ms. Miller. That's according to the Tennessee Code annotated Title 40-6-203A, where it says the magistrate is to do that function, which is examination, to determine if there's going to be probable cause or not. And this function was not taking place. And how could you put me and process me through the system when there's nobody there? She should have dismissed that complaint and had that officer give me a ride back to my vehicle. But that's a false arrest on me. That violated me. And I'm still in the process in the courts in a civil action against that officer, the rogue officer, Lance Hughes, for violating my constitutional due process civil rights, along with Chief Magistrate Judge Lori Miller.
Okay.